This is KUT. Next week, the Austin School Board will swear in Cindy Anderson to replace Trustee Gina Hinojosa, who was elected to the Texas House this year. KUT's Kate McGee reports the new board has the fewest number of minority trustees in at least 20 years.
The Austin School Board represents a diverse district. 73% of the kids are students of color. But there are now just two trustees of color out of nine, Trustee Paul Saldana and Trustee Ted Gordon. Just a few years ago, five board members were people of color. Texas is a majority-minority state, but Trustee Paul Saldana says that majority hasn't found a way to fully advocate for itself yet.
But we have not yet formed that political alliance, or that political alliance has not really become a political reality when we don't think about these things.
That can make it difficult to get people of color elected. It's something Trustee Gordon has noticed in the at-large positions, where the entire city votes for a candidate instead of a specific district.
Most folks think that diversity is obtainable by having the areas of town that are traditionally understood to be black and brown vote their representatives in, and the notion is that those folks will be people of color, so that it's not as important to vote people of color in at large.
Gordon and Trustee Saldana say they are both concerned by the board's current lack of diversity.
Optimally, leadership of the district would represent the constituency that the district serves. And I think that's the case in terms of race and ethnicity.
If somebody has not experienced being a person of color, being a person who has been on the receiving end of racism, then they may not understand the policy decisions that we're faced as a district to make. They may not understand that perspective, and I think that is real important.
That was Trustee Saldana. Trustee Gordon says a leader does not have to look like the people they represent.
Board members of different races and ethnic backgrounds and genders can represent others.
Outgoing Trustee Gina Hinojosa says it's the board's responsibility to gain other perspectives than their own.
I believe that in order to best address the challenges and meet the desires and hopes that families have for their kids, it's important that the board have a good understanding of those perspectives.
And with fewer representatives of color on the board, she says it's up to the other members to make that effort. School Board President Kendall Pace says the board will start to discuss some kind of cultural competency training during executive session next week, though the details are unclear at this time. The Austin School Board will also hold school board officer elections at its meeting next Monday. Kate McGee, KUT News.